Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Much hot air has been expressed in recent weeks that the post office may be undergoing some financial reforms with a hidden agenda of possibly impacting the results in the November U.S. elections. Some people allege that postal deliveries may be slowed deliberately so as to invalidate tabulating some mail-in ballots. The U.S. Post Office has an extraordinary number of financial problems overdue for attention, whether or not the timing of some of these moves are politically motivated. However, there is a simple solution to both kinds of these financial and political problems almost no one is discussing. Why is the U.S. government even operating the post office? The answer goes back to the U.S. Constitution, Article 1, Section 8, which reads, "The Congress shall have power to establish post offices and post roads." Understand that having the authority to do something is not a mandate that it must be done, although that was the intention in the late 18th century. In early American history, the U.S. post office had lots of private competition. Henry Wells, later of Wells Fargo fame, is called the father of cheap postage because he could deliver mail faster and more reliably at a cost about 80% lower than charged by the government. It wasn't until the 1840s that the U.S. declared mail service to be its monopoly. Of course, as history repeatedly shows us, government monopolies result in higher costs and lower quality of goods and services. So, why couldn't the U.S. government simply get out of the post office business, as has already occurred in many European nations, with no complaints that doing so hurt services or resulted in political skullduggery? After all, when the U.S. government ended AT&T's telephone monopoly, prices fell sharply and services improved to benefit even the poorest Americans. The same occurred when the government ended the airline cartel, with the result that prices fell and services expanded, especially for poorer citizens. Today's existing private package delivery services could expand to delivering first-class mail, with possibly even faster and more reliable delivery times. Why not try them? That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.